He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 395, almost 400, so that's pretty exciting. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome on board. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 176 countries all around the world, so that's pretty exciting, and I have you to thank for that. Today we have a very interesting show. I have one of my favorite gadgets, and we'll take a look at that in a second or two. And I also have just a killer app that I found, and I'm really liking it. Actually, I have several apps and two killer apps, so stay tuned for that. But before we go any further, I would ask you to please subscribe to the show notes. And to do that, you are just going to go to the right-hand side of our webpage, and our webpage, by the way, is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the shows there. And if you go, you can subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes, yada, yada, yada. But if you click right here where it says newsletter and put your email address in there for free every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will receive in your inbox all the show notes, which is basically a synopsis of everything that we talked about. And all you have to do is just click on it, and it will take you to the webpage or where you need to get information about the URLs for the gadgets that we talked about, and also for all the apps. So, before we begin, just one last note. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, let's take a look at our insane gadget today. And I have actually used this device for quite some time. And basically what it is it's the JBL. This is a Pulse 2 speaker, and this is what it looks like. And this is, I have two favorite USB, I shouldn't even say USB, wireless Bluetooth speakers. This is one of them, the JBL. And as you can see, it changes colors to the beat of the music or the sound. And you have a plethora, that means a large variety of different kinds of light show effects. Now, that's also very cool. But in addition to that, the sound on this is stellar. It's a surround sound. This will also work on Alexa. So it's a really nice, extremely well-made piece of machinery, if you will. And if you're looking for a heavy-duty, extremely high-quality Bluetooth speaker, this very well may be what you are looking for. Now, this device actually comes with an app that you can load onto your smartphone or whatever, compatible with all operating systems. And from that app, you can change the type of lighting that it does. You can go to lightning, meteor, fireworks. There's a whole bunch of apps here that you can just click on. And basically, you can go media, fire, breath, dance, chill, equalizer, rainbow, club, fog, all kinds of things. There's no limit to the special effects that you get. Now, in terms of sound, this can be paired with anything. And you also can use two speakers, one for left channel, right channel, or surround sound 360. So it really puts out a wallop. Now, right now, I have this connected to my iPhone, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to just click on a channel that I have here. This is actually on Amazon Music. Okay, so I'm going to go on to Amazon Music, which I have subscription to, and I'm going to play something here.
Across this rugged land, I try to make my movement simple.
So again, I'm going through a microphone, through a, you know, a whole amplification system here, but this will fill a very large room very easily with room and power to spare. So the combination of the special effects lighting and the absolutely stellar, crisp, clear, crystal clear sound that this puts out, along with the pumping, pushing bass, is really a wonderful product. As a matter of fact, all JBL products are really, really nice. The fact that I can pair this up with another speaker, another JBL speaker, and you can have the light shows going on both sides, it's really very nice. And the whole device is very high quality. They've got one utility on the app that's free, the JBL app, that you actually can draw letters or a happy face or whatever, and it will transmit it directly to the light pattern. So there's all kinds of really cool things that you can do with this. It's definitely a very, again, high quality speaker system, and also very well made. Now, in terms of cost, that's a whole nother thing. If we go to Amazon, you can see this is the JBL Pulse 2 right here. This is portable, splash-proof Bluetooth speaker, and it's $214. Yikes, it is extremely expensive, and no question there are other products out there that you will pay substantially less and get as good a quality. However, you're not going to get this cool light show and the waterproofing and the bass, so it's worth every penny of it, believe it or not. But yes, there are cheaper speakers out there. But if you want something that's going to last literally forever and is really well made, I like this JBL. Now, if you look right below it, there's a new one out. I haven't tried it yet, but it's the JBL Plus wireless, JBL Plus 3 waterproof speaker, yada, yada, yada. This one was splash proof, so if you splash some water on it, you're going to be okay. I don't keep this near the water, trust me. But if you buy the other one, which is right here, the JBL Pulse 3, this is actually waterproof, so that could probably go swimming with you. I'm always skeptical of that. The other thing is that's only $139. Now, again, I don't know if it's the same drivers in there, the same specifications for the speaker itself. I don't know. I haven't tried it, but maybe worth taking a peek at that if you can. The problem with all these devices is, unless you can go, and I hate to say this, but unless you can go to a place like Best Buy, Circuit City is long gone, and I can name a whole host of other companies that are long, long gone. And the reason they went out, quite frankly, is because of Amazon and online shopping. It's called, showboarding, where you're going to go into a place like Best Buy. If they have this speaker, you're going to hold it, touch it, run it through its paces, and then if you like, you're going to go buy it on Amazon. And that's how Best Buy and Circuit City and all these people begin to struggle. Now, Best Buy has come up with a great policy where they will match prices, and a lot of people don't realize that, and it's public knowledge, and they actually advertise that. So if you see this speaker, and let's just say it's, I'm making this up, let's say it's $200 at Best Buy, but if you find the same speaker and it's $139 on Amazon, all you got to do is show them the ad, and they'll match it just like that. And I've done that many, many, many times. And they're really very nice about it and professional. And that may be a way for you to actually see the devices and purchase them, because they are taking the time and pain to carry that inventory. So you may want to check that out. Again, I really like the speaker. I give it a 5 out of a possible 5. If there was a 6, I'd give it a 6. So I really like it. It's an awfully well-made device, and the sound is absolutely spectacular. And I'll use this in my office. I'll use it in the studio, in the bedroom, whatever. Really, really like it. Now, let's get on to some apps of the day. We are going to take a peek at some of these, what I think are the just outstanding apps I have this week. This first one is called PDF Max Pro. Now, if you watch the Gadget Professor Thursday, Friday night, you probably can get this for free. At least it's free right now. It was, I think, $6, which actually it's worth it. But this is a really nice app, and it's had over 3 million downloads. So you can kind of gauge how popular it is with 3 million downloads. That's a lot. But this will let you sign off on a PDF and modify it and do all those crazy kinds of things that you need to do to make a PDF functional. And this has all the things. Some of the features here are reading features smooth and responsive, even with a large PDF document. It's nice because if you're on your iPhone or your Android phone, this will download to both operating systems. It really does a nice job. You can do handwriting on this, voice annotations. There's probably not a feature that you can think of that this app doesn't have. And at a price of free, I don't know how you can beat it. Now, speaking of functionality with regards to apps, occasionally I get an email about how you can do a fax if you don't have a fax machine. Most of the Windows machines and probably your Mac machines today have the fax capability or that modem built right in. But here's a free utility software. All you have to do is go to the website. It's called Fax Zero, and this will allow you to do, I believe it's 5 free faxes a day, and you just upload the file and tell it where you want to go, and it will fax it wherever you need for free. So you can't beat that. That's a good deal. And if you're away from home or from your office and you need to fax something in a pinch, you can very easily download this onto the phone or onto your computer, your laptop, and scan in the document. Or if you have the physical paper document, you need to scan it into your system, and boom, away it goes. So very nice utility functional program. That's called faxzero.com, and again, it would be on the internet, and that's this website that you would go to. Now, this next one is one of my favorite apps of the day, if not the favorite. Actually, it is my favorite app of the day. There you go. This is called Anchor Pointer Compass GPS. I love this app. Now, the reason I like it, well, a lot of reasons I like it. One, I can load it on my iPhone, my iPad, and I believe that they're in process of doing it for the Droid operating system. So what do you need it for? It's a GPS, and you don't need to be logged onto the internet. So that means if you're inside in a shopping mall, or if you're outside hiking like I do on occasion, and you don't have good internet reception, you know, there's no Wi-Fi in the middle of the desert, you're out of luck. With this particular app, this Anchor Pointer Compass GPS, it actually runs off the GPS installed on your phone, on your smartphone, and they all have GPSs today, which means you don't need an internet connection, and there's GPS satellites all over the place. So this is great if you want to find a location by map or address. If you don't have an internet connection, this will work. You just follow the arrow, because it gives you like a compass arrow. I think you can see it right here. It does give you a compass arrow. There you go, right there. And you can follow that. But of course, what I like it for is you can easily find your parked car. So I always have problems finding my car because I don't know where I'm going most of the time. And I do use apps to... that's the speaker shutting off. I do use the apps to help me navigate where the car is. This one is particularly nice, once again, because you don't need an internet connection. So I definitely like that. Now, this next app, if you're an Instagram user, this is a relatively new app, and right now it's free. I think it was $1 or $2. Not that that's going to break the bank, but this is called Cut Story for Instagram, and this is really nice. What this app will do is it will allow you to take a photo from your existing library or a video, and you can cut tails and ends on it, and it will actually spiff it up and let you create all kinds of really nice artwork and then upload it. It's specifically designed to be used in conjunction with the Instagram program, so you may want to check that out. It's a very nice app. And then we have 2 more apps. You may or may not be aware of this one. It's called Google Opinion Rewards, and this is available for free all the time on the Google Play Store. And this actually will pay you money for your opinion. And you can make, I believe it's up to $1 a day, and that's 7 days a week. So that's $7 a week for maybe 5 minutes or less of your time. So while you're driving, not while you're driving on the car, while you're in a bus or Uber or cab or sitting home or waiting in the doctor's office or just have generally nothing to do, you can load this app up and make some money. And the buck that you receive is not a real dollar. It's play money, meaning that you rack up your points and you can use them to buy an app on the Play Store. Only available, I believe, for the Android operating system, obviously, because it's a Google app. But they have some interesting things. Now, speaking of interesting things, this next app is it's just off the walls. It's just a crazy app, totally free, available on any platform that you want. So you can use your iPhone or your Droid operating system phone or your Galaxy or whatever you want. Crazy app. It's called Imgur, I-M-G-U-R. And this will make some crazy GIFs for you, which is fun. But what this will do is it will search the internet for some of the more bizarre things out there, photograph-wise, crazy photographs of animals, people, persons, and things. And it will also give you weird news types of things. And it's just it's an app to use if you have nothing to do. So download this and let me know what you think of it. It's kind of fun. I loaded it. I'm not going to keep it on much longer. And the only reason for that is I have stuff to do. But more importantly, I am definitely running out of space on my iPhone for apps. I have so many apps. Now, here's my question of the day for all you Gadget Professor fans. I can't figure this out, and the people at the Apple Store couldn't figure this out either. All I want to do, and it's very simple, is print out the names of all the apps that I have on my iPhone. Now, that would seem like a pretty logical thing to do. Now, why do I want to do that? Well, it's very simple. As I said, I have, I will bet, around 70 to 100 apps on my phone. Quite a few of them are photography apps, and I use a lot of them. However, I can't remember all the apps that I have. I know what they'll do functionality-wise, but I can't remember the names. Therefore, I would like a printout of all the apps. Very simple, just a printout. I just want the name of the app. You know, if it's Photoshop or if it's this Imgur or whatever it is, so I can look down this long list and see things I don't use and get rid of them to clear up some space. But more importantly, if I had a listing, just the name, that's all I want, nothing special, I can at least write a note in a notebook or in a PDF form that I would keep on the smartphone or on the iPad, so I can see that Afterlight is used to create great cloud effects or whatever it does. And that would help me as I'm looking for the effect. I can even, you know, do a little database and say fog and look up the apps that create fogs or the ones that do characters or the ones that do typography. So I have called everybody and searched the internet. The only thing that I've come up with, and I haven't done it because it's a pain, is to, you can go into a general settings on the iPhone and scroll down, and it will list all the apps. But you're scrolling for, like, you know, 10 minutes because they only give you, like, 8 or 10 apps, so you've got to scroll down 10 times or more to look at all your apps. And what you can do is take a screenshot, yeah, it's crazy, of every single page, and then print them all out. It's a royal pain, although I may get stuck doing it because I can't find any other solution. Why you can't go into to General or wherever they tell you to go on the iPhone, click a button, see all the apps, and click print and print them out. I don't know why they make it so difficult, and there's got to be other people that have a similar request. So if you know the answer or an easier way to do that, please let me know, and you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.